Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, Heather Wagenhals, your hostess with the Financial Mostish, helping you navigate those murky contractor waters on today's episode. Thanks so much for joining us for this lovely June 1st, 2011, when some people have research papers due, like me, and they're still working on them. We are broadcasting live from the UnlockYourWealth.com studios right here in Overcast, Scottsdale, Arizona. This Wednesday, like every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Midweek Update and give you 30 minutes of topic-specific tips, tricks, and tools to make you a better consumer, a savvier shopper, and a super saver, all in one show. So this week, we are going to talk about contractor scams. With the recent advent of all of this craziness with the weather, tornadoes, floods, all kinds of damage being done, or just perhaps it's time for that facelift on your home. Or maybe you're getting ready to make your first real estate investment and you are going to be in need of contractors to perform some work around your house that you are not willing and or able to do yourself. What does that mean to you specifically? Well, it means that you're going to have to pick someone and trust that they're going to get the work done in a timely fashion, according to whatever the local standards are, and they're going to do it within the budget that they say they're going to do it. Sounds pretty cut and dry, right? Well, not so much. If a hammer and its appropriate corresponding device, a nail, are a little bit foreign to you, that's okay, because you can still be savvy when it comes to choosing a contractor and avoiding some of the scams. Now, well, I mentioned a bit ago that we were talking about these natural disasters that are tearing things apart. There are people that actually prey upon victims of natural disasters. These people, these con artists, they're referred to sometimes as storm chasers or woodchuckers, and they take the opportunity that you're in crisis, like, oh, you just lost half your roof because the tornado sucked it off, to come and suck money out of your wallet and leave you still with that big fat hole in the roof. So, for example, let's say you have a property and a tornado ripped through and it ravaged some of your trees, pulled them up, they're all over the place, or maybe you've got your neighbor's trees in your yard. And someone might knock on your door saying, hey, we're in the neighborhood, and I'll help you out with those. And they give you an extreme rate compared to what maybe others are charging in the area or what your insurance company is available to reimburse you for. Now, this contractor will say, oh, don't worry, your insurer will take care of everything, not knowing who your insurance company is, what type of policy you have, and what your coverage limits are. But they kind of dismiss that and try to get you to pay them by check or cash, saying that they are new to the area, their company has relocated, but they haven't relocated their bank accounts or whatnot, you got to pay them direct. These are immediate red flags that you should be paying attention to. Now, if a contractor is legitimate and does quality work, the likelihood of them knocking on your doors for extra business is pretty slim, because the chance that they're going to have some spare moments, if they're putting forth quality work and getting great referrals and doing what they say they're going to do, they're not going to have time to go knocking on your doors. So that's one red flag when it comes to that. They also tend to use some high-pressure techniques when it comes to convincing you to go forward with some of their repairs. Now, one thing is, well, this price is only good today, and if you pay me in cash, I'll be back in a while, and we'll take care of this for you. And then, lo and behold, you give them the cash, and they're gone in an instant. You know, I've seen this tactic used with other scams door-to-door, not specifically just contractors, but saying, hey, yeah, I was just next door with your neighbor, Bob. So he drops the name and acts like he's done some business with Bob, but perhaps he hasn't. And one of the interesting things that I found out is this person kept pushing me, and they said, oh, yeah, Bob said it. That, you know, we just were over there helping Bob. Bob said, you might be interested in our services. And I said, well, Bob doesn't know my business. This is a door-to-door business kind of salesperson. I said, Bob doesn't know my business, and I'm not interested. And they just kept hammering away, and they'd already stepped into the foyer of my office, and I was just about to the point to ask them to leave because they were just being obnoxious and trying to make me look dumb and using verbal techniques that were less than genuine to try to manipulate me into making a commitment or giving them information I just wasn't willing to give them. So I smelled scam a mile away. And it was just amazing. As soon as I finally got them out the door, Bob comes rolling in. And I said, you really use those people? I was like, they're obnoxious. I wouldn't use them. And he goes, no, I don't even know who that is. They just happen to have read Bob's name is the insurance guy next door from his door on his sign. So he didn't even go into the office, didn't even talk to Bob, didn't even have anything to do with him. But he was leveraging it and trying to create and establish some rapport when truly there wasn't none, and it was very disingenuous. So you have to be careful about that, because it's a challenging thing for you, because one of the things that people always say is, well, get referrals. And so if somebody comes in saying, hey, I just did work for Bob, unless you talk to Bob, don't take their word for it. Now, another type of scam that they like to use is that if they do offer a way to take credit cards or stuff, if they don't write them down on forms or have one of those machines that they can swipe it, more than likely, you're going to end up with some bills and some charges of stuff that you didn't do. So you have to be very, very careful. Now, there are several ways that you can protect yourself and avoid a bunch of different ripoffs. So one is to be aware of the types of scams and be prepared to not make any rash decisions. A couple of other scams that you may want to be aware of, in addition to the just like the general person using particular tactics to manipulate you, but specifically roofing ripoffs. Roof leaks seldom occur, and rarely do roof leaks ever require complete roof replacement, even though it doesn't matter, because roofers sometimes get up there and they use it as the opportunity to take and parlay a small repair into a full-blown roof replacement job. Obviously, they're going to make more money. And the likelihood of you crawling up on the roof to examine these leaks is probably slim or none. especially if you were unable to crawl up a ladder. So that'll be a tough deal for you. Now, in this roofing ripoff, a real professional will give you a thorough assessment of your repair needs, make some appropriate recommendations for the work to be done, and detail an estimate for your review and approval. And in the event that you are unable to go up and see the damage and understand firsthand what they're talking about, they can go up and take some instant camera pictures and show you what the damage is, specifically on your roof. And then it's up to you to decide how much of a repair that you want. And trust me, I've had tons of roof issues, and I've had to crawl up there because I'm like, seriously, you can't be telling me that. I just had this done. And then I go up there, and by golly, either the last person didn't do it right, or I'm having more weather issues. Flat roofs are a pain, just let me tell you. Another example of a ripoff to watch for are chimney sweep scams. Now, they don't require a whole lot of equipment to do the job. And ideally, with a chimney, your biggest issue is the creosote building up and causing a fire, because as the carbon and all that stuff keeps going up the stack, if you have a fireplace that's wood burning, specifically, all this stuff builds up and it weakens the bricks and it can cause fire, a fire within your chimney in your home that can spread fairly easy. But chimney sweeping is important because not only does it give you an annual inspection of what's going on, if you've had little critters that found their way into a cool place over the summer, you don't want to be barbecuing any rodents or other animals accidentally. But these chimney sweep people, they wind up getting into your chimney and showing, oh, you need this, this, and this, and they try to upsell you on new liners, certain safety fixes. Maybe there's an issue because, again, of this buildup, it can weaken the material inside. And they're just, they sell you the service first, and then they try to do all of these add-ins. Or they try to get you to participate in a chimney sweeping insurance policy, if you will. And if you just pay this so much, we'll come out and check your chimney quarterly or biannually or whatever, twice a year. And you can really get hung up in some serious cash over chimney sweeps. So that's an interesting one to watch for. And usually it's not Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins coming in to sweep that chimney either. Driveway sealers are another area that is just filled with fraud. And one of the things contractors on the sham notice right away is your driveway. Now, you could be coming in and out of your home and they just kind of pop up out of the blue and say, oh, I was in the neighborhood and I had some extra material left over from a job down the block. So as a result, if you act right this very moment, I'll take care of your property right now. But the challenge with this is that they're not going to usually perform the job well. There are several steps that are involved in sealing a driveway, and you have to clean it and put this product, I can't think of the name of it, on first to etch. And it's like an acid, so it can ruin your grass as well if you have a grass lawn that abuts your driveway. And so they have to etch it first, then let the surface dry, prep the surface. So it's a multiple-step process. So it's not something that they just can knock out with the extra material left over from the guy around the block, supposedly. So be very, very skeptical about driveway sealers. And unless you feel like you need to have your driveway sealed for a particular reason, then I would shop around and not just go for the quick and easy buck. I know that times are tough these days, and it's difficult when we want to be able to save money and we want to get things done around our homes. And home repairs are not necessarily the least expensive thing that you can have done. However, keep this in mind when it comes to making these types of decisions. One is that when it comes to home improvements, if it's not just a repair, like a toilet repair, but an actual improvement to the home, roof repair is not an improvement, but re-roofing is. It results in a capital investment into the property. And so when you go to sell your home, you remove it from your gain. So, for example, how that works is if you had a roof repair and you spent $10,000 and the potential profit on your home after your exemptions that you have is, say, $50,000, you take that $10,000 you invested in the roof off that $50,000. So now your gain is only really $40,000 instead of $50,000. So that just gives you an idea of how that works. So even though it's a costly investment now and it's got a big price tag for whatever the repair is or replacement, understand that it does have a value you will receive on the back end. So it's better to make a qualified decision on how to manage your contractor and home improvement projects than it is to make a hasty one based on the immediate dollar value that you see right then and there. We have so much more in store coming up. We'll talk about things you can do to mitigate any contractor scams on your horizon. You're listening to the Midweek Update. I'm Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Scott Black with EmpowerU.net. You're listening to Heather Wagenhall's on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Megan Dagan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagenhals to start your day the millionaire way. Listen to Heather Tuesdays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the midweek update on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And today, we are avoiding contractor scams on our show. Summertime is a popular time to get with the stick, so to be, or get on the stick and get with the program. I got to get my little analogies and metaphors right. Ooh, tongue twisted. But we've got to get on track when it comes to utilizing our summertime and the opportunity for home improvement to occur. And there are some great things that you can do to mitigate some of those issues associated with bad contractors. Of course, not making a decision up front is the first thing that you should do, first and foremost. And taking some time to do a little bit of homework. Now, because you might be pressed to get things done, you're going to have to do your homework pretty quickly, especially if you have had a natural disaster that is keeping you from either staying in your home or working in your business, and that you're going to need some repair work done immediately. But again, con artists are going to be ready and willing. So here is a way to flush some of them out and see exactly if they are worth their salt or just a scam waiting for the next sucker to arrive. So when it comes to dealing with contractors, what you want to do first is ask for copies of their general liability and workers' compensation insurance. It's not documents that are typically requested, but if you are working with a legitimate contractor that owns a legitimate business, they actually will have those. Now, you can use their numbers, the specific policy numbers and things like that, to verify the identification that they are who they say they are, that they're registered with the appropriate government entities, that they are licensed, bonded, and insured. You also want to ask for references, but check with all the different government agencies to see if there's been any complaints filed with them. Now, everybody likes to run to the Better Business Bureau, but the Better Business Bureau is an association that you can pay to be with. So even though it is a recognized institution to report information to, I don't trust it as much as I would, say, my Secretary of State, the Board of Contractors at your corporation commission in your local area, you might have what they call an ROC, which is a registrar of contractors that oversees all of that. Those are the places that you want to go look to see if complaints have been filed. Because, again, the Better Business Bureau, I can't verify any of the stories. Well, I shouldn't say I can't. I haven't taken the time to verify any of the stories I've heard about the Better Business Bureau. But most people won't go there first. They go to a government entity to seek relief. Your attorney general's office might have complaints filed there, too. And I would look there, see when the complaints were filed. Are they recent? Were they long ago? Maybe when they first opened and they had some issues? Are they recent complaints? What are the complaints regarding? Specific work, fraud, overcharging, bidding one price, charging another. Those are the things that you want to know. What specifically are they in trouble for or specifically being filed against? And you can also check out their insurance company to see what kind of claims have been made against their general liability insurance. That's an issue. Workers' compensation insurance claims will let you know how safe they are when they're working on the job. Are they providing a safe work environment for their employees? So those are good questions to ask. In addition to having seen work from friends or relatives or neighbors, insurance agents or claims adjusters are also great sources for that information because they know who does the quality work because they're handling all of the payment ends. Now, if you restrict yourself to dealing only with licensed and insured contractors, you're going to have a better chance of having a legitimate business person to work with. Also, home builders associations will also have different complaint departments that you can check with. Now, you want to be hesitant if contractors are encouraging you to spend a lot of money on quick fixes, on Band-Aid repairs instead of concrete solutions that you might need. Now, always get a written estimate that includes any oral promises that they make. Make sure that they put everything in writing. So if they say they're going to do 1, 2, 3, and 4, by golly, that better be on the paper instead of just saying fix water heater or replace roof. You know, I'm going to replace the roof, and I'm going to do this, this, and this, and this to prep the ceiling and do this for the insulation, and I'm going to redo this, and I'm going to use this particular material and this particular substrate. These are all things that you want to be asking and have included in your bid because then you can use that estimate to go shop around and see what other people are willing to put in writing and commit to. Now, if you also have somebody who is knowledgeable in the trades, they can evaluate what that home repair is and what they think it's going to take and use that information to silently compare with what it is that the contractor bids out. Also, depending on the size of the work, ask the contractor if they want to you to provide a lien waiver before starting the job. And what a lien waiver is it's something that says that they will do the work and they will not ask you for money up front because they will have a way to get paid at the very end of the transaction and they can't pay that until the job is completed. That's another option. Now, you want to visit www.unlockyourwealth.com and read Elena's blog for more tips, tricks, tools, and information, including links to the Federal Trade Commission, where you can find more tips, tricks, and tools on how to keep yourself from getting ripped off on contractor scams and all sorts of other goodies. It's loaded with information. Just go visit and find out. Thank you so much for joining us today on our midweek update, Avoiding Contractor Scams. And we will look forward to seeing you on Saturday's show. We have two great guests lined up for you. And we're already at our Remember Real Estate Key, believe it or not, in the Keith Ridges Financial Wellness Series. Thanks so much. I'm Heather Wagenhall saying you make it a great week. And finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. We'll see you Saturday.